Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Larry Biedner. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jerry White. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pete Mackinnon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Rogers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Rogers. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting third. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting eighth. The catcher, George Mittewald. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Burris. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ray Burris. And now, play ball. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Biedner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Foley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Dwyer takes first base on ball 4. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Jorgensen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Munday hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Madlock takes first base on ball 4. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of 3-2. White hits a line drive into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Mackinnon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Mackinnon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Trillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo bunts towards the mound. Rogers fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Mitterwald hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Trillo moves to second. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Burris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rogers for the out. One out. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Biotner is 0 for 1 in the game. Biotner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morales, who is chasing the ball. Biotner reaches third base with a triple. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. Foley bunts, foul, behind the plate. Mitterwald races for the ball and makes the catch. There goes Biotner. The throw to the plate, and Biotner is out, for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Munday is 0 for 1 in the game. Munday hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dwyer hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Expos. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a pop-up towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carter for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales takes first base on ball 4. Cardenal moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Dwyer chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards the infield. Rogers fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Rogers. Cardinal scores. Morales goes all the way around to score. Thornton moves to third. It's 2-1, Cubs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Trillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trillo bunts towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mitterwald hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon misplays the ball. That's an error on Mackinnon. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Burris is 0-for-1 in the game. Burris hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Mitterwald moves to second. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 0-for-2 in the game. Munday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mackinnon is 0-for-1 in the game. Mackinnon takes first base on ball 4. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers bunts towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Biotner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mackinnon moves to second. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Foley is 0-for-2 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mackinnon moves to third. Biotner moves to second. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dwyer hits a line drive into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Madlock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Madlock hits a line drive into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardinal batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cardinal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cardinal hits a fly ball into right field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton juggles the ball. That's an error on Thornton. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish bunts towards the mound. Burris fields it and throws to first for the out. Jorgensen moves to second. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jorgensen scores. That run is unearned. It's Expos, 2, Cubs, 2. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Mitterwald and he is safe. White steals second. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mackanin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Mackanin hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Trillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thornton moves to second. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mitterwald hits a pop-up towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Burris is 0 for 2 in the game. Burris bunts towards the mound. Rogers fields it and throws to first for the out. Thornton moves to third. Trillo moves to second. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 2. The Expos will come to bat. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rogers is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Biotner is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Foley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Dwyer hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 0 for 3 in the game. Munday hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Madlock is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Madlock hits a line drive into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cardenal moves to second. Jerry Morales batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Morales is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 2. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jorgensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cardinal. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Carter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Parrish scores. It's 3-2, Expos. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Mittewald and he is out, Trillo applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Thornton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Expos, 3, Cubs, 3. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Trillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Mitterwald is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mitterwald bunts towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Trillo moves to second. One out. Champ Summers pinch hits for Ray Burris. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Summers takes first base on ball four. Fred Sherman now pitching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Munday batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Munday is 0-for-4 in the game. Munday hits a fly ball into right field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 3. The Expos will come to bat. Bill Bonham now pitching. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mackanin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Mackanin strikes out. One out. Bob Bailey pinch hits for Fred Sherman. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Biotner batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Biotner is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bonham fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Renko now pitching. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Madlock is 0-for-3 in the game. with a walk. Madlock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Cardenal is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Cardenal bunts in front of the plate. Carter fields it and throws to first for the out. Madlock moves to second. 1 out. Jerry Morales batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Morales is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Thornton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Thornton is walked intentionally. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Trillo is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Trillo hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 3. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Foley is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Dwyer is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Dwyer strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Jorgensen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Jorgensen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jorgensen takes first base on ball 4. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jorgensen moves to second. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Mitterwald is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mitterwald takes first base on ball 4. Vic Harris pinch runs for George Mitterwald. Bill Bonham is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Bonham bunts towards the mound. Renko fields it and throws to first for the out. Harris moves to second. 1 out. Woody Fryman now pitching. Pepe Frias now playing third base. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Kessinger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Munday is 0-for-5 in the game. Munday strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 3. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Hosley now catching. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of 0-0. White is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Mackanin is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Mackanin takes first base on ball 4. White moves to second. Jim Little pinch hits for Pepe Frias. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Little hits a line drive into left field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Biotner is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a triple. Biotner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Munday, who is chasing the ball. Biotner reaches third base with a triple. White scores. Mackinnon goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Expos. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Foley is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Foley strikes out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Dwyer is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Dwyer hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Pat Scanlon now playing third base. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Madlock is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scanlon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cardenal is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Cardenal strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Morales is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Morales strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.